This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work.
Okay, so how does typing apply in other markets? You get to be a little broader. You don't have to get as specific as people who are working in a major market, especially if they're working in Los Angeles. They need to be the most specialized possible, because there is so much noise, because there is so much competition, because there are so many people who are so specialized already, that the more specialized you are, the better chance you have of getting called in for that thing that you make look effortless, which we spoke about before. But what it does is gets you on the list of known commodities. And then once you're in the room, you can show them the other things you can do. But if you come at people showing them, I could do this, and 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 I could do this, it makes people a little nervous. Now, in a minor market where there's less competition and people are allowed to expand in their range a little bit, they don't have to be quite so specialized. Think about even the agents and the casting directors in minor markets. They can cast film and television and episodic television and commercials. They can cast plays. They can cast industrials, voiceover, a live appearance, print, everything. The agents can represent actors in all areas. That's not true in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, even the casting directors have to specialize. And you can't just say, I do film. You have to do studio or low-budget indie. And even within that, you either do gritty indies that no one's ever going to see that are direct to DVD, or now direct to Netflix, or you're going to do festival indies. And it's all about knowing that specialty as narrowly as possible to then get the trust of the buyers and show them the other things that you can do. As for kids, I think probably the biggest gift you've got with being a kid is it is a much smaller talent pool, even really in any market, but even in Los Angeles, it's a smaller talent pool because it is so much based on how old you are and what number of work hours you can do because of your specific age and the amount of schooling that's required on set for the certain age breaks. And so within your type, of course, there is still the, you know, are you the punk kid, or are you the brown noser? Are you the kid who always gets in trouble, or are you the one who's always saving the day? Are you someone who has to go home to an empty house and take care of yourself, so you have a little bit of that edge to you? Or are you someone whose mom is waiting to pick you up at the end of school? And again, all of that can change greatly within the various age breaks. But very much like with the minor markets, for the kid actors, they don't have to be as narrowly specified. However, you're going to do yourself a favor by getting as narrowly focused as you can, and then trusting that maybe your bullseye is a little bit larger than an adult actor working in Los Angeles has a bullseye. Does that make sense?
As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.